Show. Welcome to Parlor Time. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Although Kazakhstan a glorious country, it have a problem too. Economic, social, and Jew. This why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA, greatest country in the world.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
But is it not a problem that the woman have a smaller brain than the man?
He's right.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
What I feel.
All right, let me see. We got a bunch of tapes to get to. Hey, Ravi, would you be a love and put the Kelly Ripa tapes in?
Kelly Ripa.
We're talking about Claudia Aiken. Dan Patrick is leaving ESPN.
Yes.
Everybody heard that?
Right. Sure. Yeah, I wish he'd stay because he's better than the guys they had doing the Home Run Derby last night.
He's not even on TV anymore. He's pretty much just on the radio.
Where's he going?
He might go to The Price is Right. Oh. Or he might go do another radio show.
I think what I heard a rumor is that he wanted to spend more time with his son, Butch.
From the Munsters.
Thank you.
The Munsters.
The Munsters. The Munsters.
There'll be a day when you can't make a Munsters joke.
That's true. We may be there.
I don't want to live in that world.
You know. I know.
I don't want to live in that world. And let's all remember what I consider to be the greatest Munsters ever. Where Herman goes out for the Dodgers.
The definitive, I mean, really, there are very few television series that are that good that you can say that is the definitive episode. That is the only, that's the one you put in the time capsule.
It's got Leo DeRocher. It's got him wearing the hat that looks like Rob wearing a baseball hat. He hits the ball so goddamn far it goes to Japan, and no one ever questions the fact that he's a monster.
It's classic. It is a classic. I love that episode.
And I think if really pushed into a corner, I would have to say Munsters over Adam's Family.
Yep.
Virtually every time.
I'm an Adam's Family guy.
I think the Munsters really, just on pure acting and comedy, you know.
Al Lewis.
No, Al Lewis.
Salutations.
Greatest Maybe thing about the Munsters too. Is every episode, it ran for, I think, 3 seasons, every episode has some Phasmotion in it.
Oh, like Benny
I
Hill.
Love that. Can't beat with that.
The Munsters.
Thank you, Robbie. All right, so goodbye, goodbye, Dan Patrick.
Yeah. Right.
Also today, I did want to address something that is on the internet, and I just got a call on my voicemail at home from the guy at the Washington Post. Rupert has something on his website today. About when I'm going to step away, mm-hmm. And it's not a big secret. I really don't know what the problem here is at CBS Radio with this.
Mm-hmm.
So hear me out for a second. You know, and I'm bringing this up today because it's 2 years ago today that Frieda passed away,
right.
And it had been my thought even when Frieda was alive that when our contract comes up next September,
right.
That I was going to walk away. Well, when Frieda died, that changed everything. I had to take a while to get my head together about halfway through. Came back and noticed that even though I had told the company, even when I came back after Frieda died and told Mike and everybody here, most importantly my friends, but also the company, of my intention to walk away, they never seem to believe me mm-hmm. about it. I'm not playing a game. I don't want more money. I don't want a better job. I'm to the spot in my life where I want to see what the next chapter holds for me. The company had said, of course, if you want to retire, we will be glad to accommodate you. But frankly, what's happened is they don't really seem to think I'm serious about it. And I'm not saying this like a yelling, screaming, ranting, madman tirade, because I could walk away at any time. I don't want to go work anywhere else. I don't want to work for the competition. I just want to change. So what I did was a month and a half ago, Mike?
Yeah, about a month ago, month and a half ago.
Went to the company, and I talked to everybody here on the show, to Mike, to Buzz, to Rob, to John, to Joe, the people that are important to me, because really no one wants to, and I'm trying to make this so I don't appear to be self-important, but in the company, no one wants to discuss what's going to happen when I leave. They have never wanted to address this. They dance around it with Mike. They dance around it with Buzz. It's caused, I wouldn't call it friction around here.
No.
but people are walking on eggshells. So what I decided about a month and a half ago was just to go in and say, this is it, May 30th of 2008. I'm going to be out. I'm going to get out 4 months early, and I'll tell you why. Because I think it's the right move for the people on the show that I'm loyal to. Because the company has demonstrated, for whatever reason, that they don't want me to leave. I can appreciate that. I'm humbled by that. But I'm going to go. And they've not made any overtures towards Mike or towards Buzz or any of these guys to figure out what's going to happen when I leave. The more I would think about it, I would think it's going to come down to September 28th of next year, and no one's going to have any idea what's going on. So the easiest thing was to say to the company, I'm going to be gone in a year, and I'm going to give my buddies, who still are under contract for at least 4 more months, 4 months to keep money coming in, and for them and the station and the company to figure out what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Right.
The station doesn't want me to talk about it because, why? Because what, of advertisers?
Yeah, I think that's it. And, you know, as far as my situation is concerned, I can guarantee everybody that's listening right now, I'll have a definitive idea of what's going to happen with me by the end of this year.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's all I can tell people because that's all I know right
now. And I'll say the same thing right now. I said to all you guys in private, I love you very much, and I wish that things would not be so screwed up behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
That it would come to this, but every decision that I've made has come with counsel of, and I call all the people on the show, right, my friend, not only Rob, who's my best friend, but Mike, who really has become, especially since Frieda passed away, my brother. And
thank you.
I talk to Mike constantly about every move that I'm going to make, how it will impact him and his family, and Mike has been great with me every step of the way, and even agreed with me back at the end of May when I just said, God, they're just dicking us around on this. The only thing that I can think to do is to step down and give everybody some time. And the guy on DCR TV got it from somebody. Now, he didn't get it from me.
I'd love to know where he got it. I'm very curious about that.
Here's the thing. I knew and you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And John knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I know of at least one person who was told by someone back there.
Right.
And then you add in the fact that a lot of people in the company know.
Right.
The lawyers know.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Post is calling me because DCR TV's got something about it.
But as you said coming into this, it's not like it's a state secret. I mean, no. It really isn't one of those deals where it's, oh, my God. Now, there might be some people in the company that feel that way, but
I don't see
it is what it is.
What is the upside?
I mean, I've used that term a lot during this whole time of period of time. It really is what it is.
It is what it is. And I want nothing but the best for Mike and Buzz and Rob because they're my buddies. They're my best friends, and they're my best friends because they've stood by me through good times and bad times. And if you're wondering why I'm going to walk out 4 months early, it's just for that reason, to give them a chance to get their heads together. So no need to call about this. I only mentioned it because it's on the website and because the Washington Post has been calling, wondering about it. That's it. So,
and the good news is, and I speak for myself here, is that, and it's nice of you to give everybody on this show that 4 months, but I will tell everybody listening right now that in the event that I don't know what the situation is at that period of time, you know, unless they're shackling me to this console, I'm going to be walking out with you. And, you know, I have to say that too. That's really the way it goes. And let me tell you something. I am confident that I will have answers long before that, and I do hope it works out that way. So, but as far as your situation, I really think, and I don't know if I'm giving myself too much credit, I think I'm the only one that's ever known from the time you first said it, that I knew, you know, that you wanted out of this thing.
Everybody thinks I'm posturing. I'm not posturing.
Because people ask me that all the time.
And it's not that I don't love you guys and love doing the show. I have been in radio full-time since I was 14 years old. I'm going to be 49 in a couple of months. I need a break. I need a break. I love radio. I will probably be on the other side of the radio at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being one of the dicks behind the scenes.
Right.
Who knows? All I know is that this is the right move for me to make in my life now, and I do it with the blessing of my friends and my family. The only people that are slowing it up are the people at CBS. And believe it or not, I respect them, too, because they've also stood by me. So I say to them as well, thank you. And let's just stop the crap. You know, figure out what you're going to do here. You got less than a year. You know, you got Mike, you got Buzz, you got Rob. Give these guys an idea about what the future holds.
Absolutely. And I'm confident that that can happen. And when that does, you know, happen, I'm going to try to be as forthright as I can, you know. And
sure.
I really don't believe in, you know, keeping things too close to the vest. You've certainly taught me that over the years as far as to let people know what's going on. But you know where my head is at.
I know.
My head is very much like, hey, guys, you know, there is a time limit for everything. That's the way it works. And, you know, everybody's got their eyes to the future. Everybody's thinking about the future, what the future holds. Some of it within my control. Some of it, as you know, very much out of my control.
Right.
So we'll wait and see what happens. And I'm hoping that sooner than later, hopefully much sooner, you know, we can give people an answer as to what's going to happen going forward. I think that we owe that to our listeners, and I'd like to be able to do that.
So do I. And I don't think there's anything wrong with me saying I'm going to retire. I've said that all along, and they wanted it hush-hushed. Let's just get it out there. Now, I understand, like, our radio stations along the line don't want to hear this.
Right.
I don't know if it means the end of our show. Like Mike said, it really depends what the company is going to do.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you know, really, if it was in my...
But I said the end of our show, I didn't mean with me. I meant with Mike carrying on or whatever configuration happens.
Here's the situation. If it was up to me, I'd love to be able to, you know, get in here today and say, you know what? The show will go on. It'll never be the same. It'll be a different show, but the show will continue. I wish I could say that, but you know what? All of these situations have to be resolved. Your situation has to be finalized, and, you know, it's just one of those deals where it is not in our hands right now. It is in the hands of the suits. That's the way it's been for a long time. It's frustrating, but, you know, when something spills out, and it wasn't because of us that it spilled out.
Sure, no.
I mean, that's really what it is. But definitively, as far as, you know, my future, I can't even say the future of the show. My future, you know, that has to be determined by the end of the year. And then when that, you know, God, if it comes down to that, I wish I could say I was optimistic, but I certainly hope I'm able to give people answers before that.
Well, either way, thank you for your time. The show as it is will continue at least until May 30th of next year. And Mike and Buzz and Rob and all you guys, I love you. Except for you, you stupid retard. You Polack. Stop looking at me when I'm being serious.
There he is with that stupid grin on his face.
Better watch it.
You know what he is? He's a hoverer.
Hey,
that's
Matt,
what he is. He's a hoverer.
Matt the Polack, you know what? I want to tell you something.
What's happening?
There's a black man that wants your job. And his name is Leroy.
Montgomery.
Excuse me. Montgomery.
Monty.
Monty, the black intern.
Right. Monty.
And that's how he'll be known, as the black intern.
Monty the black intern.
Our second black intern.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Toya.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Toya was an intern for a while.
Have we really only had two black interns?
I don't know. Have we?
I think so. I think that's right.
Only two.
And incidentally, the way we say only two and Rob says only two, you'll note the slight change in inflection.
I noticed that.
All right, cats, stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.